180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience, local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, this is Kenny Hodge, branch president of that particular branch, with a hopefully very interesting podcast for you this morning. As we look around our plant, we see again the sharp reduction in overtime hours. So what I'm going to do this morning is something I would do if I was active in my elected position as branch president. So since I'm not actually active in that position, what I thought I'd do is make this morning's podcast an interesting one. I'm going to give you on what I would consider a ride-along and give you an inside look at how I would maneuver or bring certain contractual violations to the table for justice and in favor of the mail handlers if I was active. So if you would, just humor me this morning, and let's break down Article 8.4E. That's all we're talking about. Please do not allow any conversation to pull this particular conversation past 8.4E, and where it says MHA shall be paid overtime for work performed in excess of 40 hours in any one service week. Overtime pay for MHA is to be paid at the rate of 1 1/2 times the basic hourly straight time rate. So that's what the overtime pay would be for MHAs. When an opportunity exists for overtime for qualified and available full-time employees doing similar work in the work location, and hold on, because that definition or that phrase work location is going to be very important as we break down Article 8.4E. And again, it reads, doing similar work in the work location where the employee regularly worked. Prior to utilizing an MHA in excess of 8 hours in a service day or 40 hours in a service week, such qualified and available full-time employees on the appropriate overtime desire list will be selected to perform such work in order of the seniority on a rotating basis. Now, that is our national agreement. We're going to talk about our local in a minute, but that's our national. And before we talk about our local, just understand, local cannot take anything from national. And, you know, if there's an issue, the national will always override your local. One would hope that your local is never in conflict with the national. But if that did happen, the national interpretation, the language of the national would override your local. So let's continue on with our conversation. Now, when I say work location, about a week ago, I posted on Facebook, again, just interactive questions. What's the difference between work area and work location? Well, I think we can agree that there is a difference. And if we understand that there is a difference, my argument is, and I'll use exact information or exact scenario. Tour 1, Columbus, Ohio, allows their MHAs to work in excess of 8 hours almost every day. Now, I must admit, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, they have begun to control that. But I'm talking about violations that have already been committed. There needs to be monetary restitution to mail handlers. So Tour 1 would allow their MHAs to work in excess of 8 hours. Okay? Right away, we have an amber light. We won't say red light yet. We've got an amber, as in color, light that says, wait a minute, something doesn't look right, so let's slow down. If I'm management, or if I'm anybody trying to follow our contract, if I understand that I'm going to use my MHAs on a 4 to 5 time a week, over 8 hour workday, then I should just schedule my tour one overtime list to come in and fill that position. Now, what's happening is Columbus management is now trying to take the position that because it's a different tour, that it doesn't matter. Because it's a different work section, that it doesn't matter. And now, let me say this, and I'm giving you my perception or perspective on what I read. If the intent of the national agreement, and again, is to protect mail handlers, it has a greater concern with the protection of career mail handlers and a great concern for MHAs. Now, let's speak honestly. The national agreement does not contain language in there that will allow an MHA to have an advantage over a regular employee in any situation. And if I'm wrong, please tell me. So when our national agreement says that before an MHA works over 8 hours, it is the intent that the overtime will be given to a regular mail handler to come in and work that overtime. And this way, you are now in compliance with our national agreement, and you are now controlling your MHA work hours. Because remember, the regular mail handler, that's the career position. No disrespect to any of my MHAs, but again, if we're going to talk, let's talk. That's just a fact of life. And it doesn't mean you're treated differently when it comes to negotiation. But the reality of the situation is, when it comes to contracts, career positions are always going to be negotiated more favorably and then everyone else. Moving right along. And the only reason I spent that much time explaining that is because our contract is designed that mail handler assistants are utilized, again, for lack of a better phrase, to assist the regular mail handler. By definition, let's just play a word game. So that no point, if overtime is needed, should that overtime not be given to the career mail handler on an overtime desire list. Now, I got to tell you, in Columbus, Ohio, we're not doing a real good job at pushing this issue. And again, I would appreciate it as a member, because I would never try to advise my local branch on something that might be effective. So let's make that perfectly clear. So hopefully I won't have to go to court again to justify. I'm not talking to anybody in Columbus Union Branch, but I'm talking to every mail handler who would hear these words. And if they make sense, then you might need to poke whoever it is that you answer to in your office and find out why we can't start winning this type of grievance. Now, again, I know it's an issue in Columbus. I don't know what other offices are experienced, or it may be a case of it goes on with such consistent regularity that we accept it as it's okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not okay. Now, listen, if you don't want to work the overtime, well, then honestly, I wouldn't file the grievance, because that, even though contractually you'd be right, but morally, I mean, if you didn't want to work, then I wouldn't file it. But if you are one of the mail handlers who are interested in working overtime, but you are noticing and you are aware the reduction in overtime hours, again, it does not make you greedy. It does not make you anything other than a mail handler wanting to work overtime. So we're going to shed all that other shop talk that you may hear when it comes to this. I'm simply talking about Article 8.4E with respect to MHAs working over 8 hours a day. That's all we're talking about here. Now, in most offices, when they discuss this issue, right away they want to bring up overtime. I am not interested in the overtime aspect of an MHA working over 8 hours a day when I file this particular Article 8.4E grievance. And you have to understand that, and you have to stay focused on that, because management tries to turn it into a overtime grievance. I say to you again, do not be fooled, because it's coming out of Article 8. Your grievance is simply MHAs working over 8 hours a day. Now, let's not kid ourselves. In most cases, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's all overtime. Well, let me say to you, because we're filing Article 8.4E grievances, if the MHA on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday work 8 hours, it's all overtime. Listen to me. That is not a part of your grievance. That's another grievance. Again, we're trying to bifurcate this Article 8 issue. And again, we can address it from many different aspects. Again, just trying to give the union, give the branch, give the members a different perspective on a very old problem. Sometimes new eyes, new ideas come in, and it might spark the interest to the point where members and delegates and officers understand that, you know what, we can have a very powerful union. We just have to apply ourselves just a little bit more. Now, because most of what I talk about on my podcast, a lot of it stems from conversation I have at work, I do want to say that one of management's defenses that they're putting up to block the 8.4E grievance is there's a regional arbitration panel decision from contract year 2000-2004. Very interesting reading. I would recommend you take it and throw it in the nearest garbage can, because it has zero, I say again, zero value on the issue of MHAs working over 8 hours. Now, that was a arbitration issue out of Columbus, Ohio. The USPS number on that would be Charlie Oscar Oscar Mike COOM -1C-C-051-33-699. I know, I got carried away. This is the number, USPS number C-00-M-1-C-C-051-33-699. Please look that up. I mean, again, why you would want to even look it up is kind of beyond me, but it seems to be a relevant document, and those who are not sure on what's actually relevant. But this is an arbitration decision that dealt with casuals and PTS. Now, off the bat, I want to say to you, if I am addressing an MHA issue, I say this from the bottom of my heart, there's nothing you're going to interest me. There's nothing you're going to say to me that's going to get my interest when you start off addressing casuals and PTS. The language is completely different. We know in all reality the PTF and the MHA, for all intents and purposes, do the same thing. They're on a waiting list waiting to become regular, but they are, as I like to say, they are exactly the same but completely different. So, don't let that regional arbitration panel award distract you. That has absolutely nothing to do. And please do not allow yourself to be fooled making a decision based off anything in that decision. And the record on that decision closed April 11, 2006. Now, if you just want to read, you know, as a piece of ancient history on what we used to do, then that's fine. But don't allow that to be part of your study material when we begin to defend Article 8. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Kenny Hodge, 180 Degree New Direction. I know I always say have a great day, like I'm about to close, but I have to leave you with one more public service announcement. When you hear this type of podcast coming from Ken Hodge, see, this is how I want to run my administration. And I ask you, does this sound like the talk of a person who does not have your best interest in mind? Do I sound like the talk of a person that needs to be ran out of town? I think not. I think that the language that I speak is the language of the new mail handler. Again, the new mail handler says, we are tired of status quo. We are tired of sitting back waiting to collect what we should be demanding. And what I mean by we should be demanding is if it's in our national agreement, then it is no longer an option. We want it because we negotiated for it, and we have to continually go and get it. 180 degrees, new direction, Kenny Hodge. Talk to you tomorrow morning.